So I wanted to ask you a question about this other case that I'm working. So I don't know, you might have seen it in the news. She lives in Hollywood. She was last seen on Friday.
Which this Friday or the Friday, like the week before?
No, this Friday.
Wow.
Following this call, a series of unexpected and violent events would unfold. A high-stakes game of cat and mouse with multiple deaths would drive the police and the missing woman's family to the brink of despair. What you're about to hear is not a cold case. It is everything that I'm currently experiencing as the immediate investigation is unfolding in real time.
What I was told by the lead detective is just basically she's missing. Stick with that script. Correct. And he's also said no family on TV.
No family on TV?
I don't know why.
You get a sense that you have a person who is above the law and can do anything to play with all of us.
I've seen this motherfucker from way back, dude. He's a date-raping, fucking drink-dosing, scandalous-ass motherfucker, dude.
This is talking about you, and again, please keep this between us, okay? He said, I'm gonna go back, we're gonna tie him up, and we're gonna torture him even if we have to kill him.
Well, first of all, nobody shoots themselves four times in the head.
I'm not going down like this. I'm not going down for some shit that I didn't do.
You need to be careful now, as a reporter. You need to be careful. You don't want them after you.
I'm Neil Strauss, and this is To Live and Die in L.A. Get the first two episodes on February 28th.
Girls go missing from L.A. every single fucking day.